You're listening to Mixing Mindsets. I'm Andrew Blank.
And I'm Eric Navrosky, and we hope you find some value out of these conversations about lifestyle, music, and more.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Mixing Mindsets. Today, we're talking about creating a comfortable environment for clientele.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the first thing you do?
I feel like it actually goes all the way back to like my morning routine.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if you function the same way. I'm one of those people where like I have to get a jump start in my morning in order to have a good day.
Okay.
Like I need to be like
you need to start off on the right foot.
Right. Literally.
Or it's all downhill from there.
Absolutely. I mean, that's like part, like people should follow me on Instagram. Because like, I don't know. I have like routine where, you see it. Like every morning, I'm literally up and out the door within 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. But you go on a run.
Yep. I do. I do my workout first thing in the morning.
Right.
I don't even want to think. I just want to be in the middle of my workout and then be like, oh, like I'm awake now.
Oh, and you trick yourself.
Absolutely. I literally force myself into productivity.
That's smart.
And that's how I know I'm going to have a good day.
By the time you realize that you're up, you're already halfway done with the workout.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
My brain is just off until I'm about halfway.
Amazing.
But then there's just something about that, like being able to like, first of all, like being able to complete something that early in the morning already makes me feel accomplished.
Okay.
And so like I'll go for my workout and then I'll come home, just do the whole breakfast, and just kind of like get into like a relaxed kind of state, because I like to get up early to give myself the time to do that.
Right.
So that way I actually, like when I go out the door and I'm ready to like actually be productive in the world, I'm just ready because I've already accomplished so many things and I'm just in such a good headspace.
Right. So you're saying that creating that positive workspace for somebody else starts with creating a positive workspace for you.
Within myself.
Within you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of good to be said about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I can't force positivity out of someone else if I'm not positive already to
Fair.
Begin with. Because it comes through like just fake and and I can't like put a mask on and be like, we're gonna be happy today without actually being happy.
You need to come in with a genuineness.
Absolutely.
To it. Okay.
And I think that energy and that flow like transfers onto other people.
I think you're right.
I think people can tell when you're happy versus like when you're you're just trying to be happy.
Yeah.
Like people could be like, it's just human nature. They could kind of just see that.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, there's always a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. I get you. I'm a little bit different. I don't really have too much of a morning routine.
Yeah.
Typically, though, as soon as I wake up, I'm starving.
Okay.
So, like, I'm one of those people.
Yes.
So, like, the first thing I do is I get up and I just go straight to eating.
Right.
I'm a glutton.
If it works, it works.
But I like eat my cereal. I'll make my coffee and then just kind of sit with Sarah, and drink, drink coffee. We don't necessarily need to be like talking.
Right.
I think just like getting there and being in that, like, just like drinking
in
coffee
that, like,
phase.
It's almost like a meditative, you're coming to be kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm really like waking my brain up, waking myself up so I can come and bring like my all
absolutely
to a session and make sure that the client is comfortable.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, so after we kind of set ourselves up for there and then we actually are at the studio and meeting with the clients, I've noticed something. If it's warm,
yes,
I love doing that walk around.
Yep,
or around the neighborhood.
There's something about being outdoors and in the sunlight that just instantly creates a better mood for everyone.
Yeah, I also think that it's the best time to set expectations. And I think if there's any big bullet points to creating a comfortable workspace, is setting an expectation and making sure that the three of us, the four of us, however many people are in the room are all on the same page with expectations.
Oh, 100%.
If the client is expecting A and you give them B, that doesn't necessarily mean that B is bad.
Right.
It's just different.
They were expecting
A. Yeah. And then there's going to be a disappointment, you know? So like once you start, you take that walk together, you start creating expectations. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, like they want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
You know, asking questions, I think is another like huge bullet point of what do you want?
Right.
What direction do you want to take
right.
this music? Especially if we're talking about, in your case, of where you're writing and producing
yeah.
somebody else who doesn't have necessarily that skill set, you know, you're trying to pull from their mind.
Absolutely.
I think and that's a difficult thing to do.
That goes hand in hand with like being a producer and whatnot. Because
right.
like the producer role is more so, like you said, it's just trying to enhance the idea that they have.
Yeah.
So being able to kind of take the time and prepare
yeah.
and really just kind of like establish bold points of like, what would you like to see?
Yeah.
So let's like fester on a couple of these things
yeah.
and try to really bring the best out of them.
And when you show that care to them, they get comfortable, you know,
yeah.
in a sense. So I really think that asking questions and showing that you are genuinely interested in their music and what they're trying to create creates such a good space right off the bat.
Right.
Like immediately. And that kind of, you know, it sets up the rest of your 10, 12 hour session to actually be a productive,
right.
like good environment that right. you want to be in.
Especially in like some circumstances where like, I know we've had a couple of instances where like client comes in not really having an idea of what's going on.
Right.
So
yeah.
So like you kind of have to make the game plan and really just be as productive as you can be within the first like 2 to 4 hour span because
yeah.
those are so crucial for the rest yeah. of the day.
Right. Because then you really get in that flow state to keep it rolling, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But so I'm thinking after this is set up and after you engage with them and you start talking about what they want to see out of the session, I've noticed you got to keep that momentum rolling.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Which is another challenge in itself of creating that comfortable environment
right.
for someone because you might start off strong, but if right. you're not holding it up, then you start seeing like, you know, you start seeing the graph kind of die yes. out. And then by the end of the day, you're like, ugh.
If you're anything like me, caffeine is your best friend.
if you can find that mutual point, I think, dude, taking those little breaks that we take with
right.
like the little coffee and just kind of
coffee breaks,
kind of
walk
chatting.
Breaks.
Yeah. yeah. That is such a good thing to do to keep everybody like in a nice mindset, especially in the current state of the studio where we don't have a window.
Yes.
It's dark.
Very true.
You know,
like you're kind of disoriented when you walk out the door.
yeah. Yeah. Right. And then sometimes in the winter you're like, oh my gosh, it's 5 o'clock and it's
right.
dark.
It's just completely, you know, pitch black outside yeah. and you're just like, where did my entire day go?
yeah. Yeah. So I taking those breaks is really going to create a comfortable environment
yeah.
for someone.
Oh,
and then like, I think, you know, with what we do as well, you have to look at what the client is trying to get out of us.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, if you're not there and I'm doing mostly my engineering kind of mixing, mastering stuff, sometimes they're not looking for me to be like, I think you should do this and
right.
I think you should do that.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's hard to bite your tongue, you
yeah.
know, and say, you know, and not say anything. But I think that's another part of creating that comfortable environment is knowing when
where the limitations are.
Yeah.
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 No, absolutely.
That's a tough thing to navigate, especially if you're excited about it and you're like, oh man, I think this would be a really great thing we should do, you know, and then you start, you know, you create a bit of a wall.
Right.
You know, cause someone's like, oh, I don't know. That's not really what I really was trying to go for.
Yeah. You know? I think, there's just something very true to, what you're saying before about always establishing the bold points and being
yeah.
prepared ahead of time. So like that way, like even if it was during like, you know, that first 10-minute walk
yeah.
or something like that, if the artist doesn't want it, the artist won't get it because the artist wins at the end of the day. Like
yeah.
at the end of the day, like there is that understanding as in the positions that we're in that their opinion matters most. And I think
it does.
We do a really good job at like making sure that they are aware of that in the moment sometimes. Because I feel like sometimes if they give us too much control, it's just like, well, wait, like we have to like step back and be like, wait a minute, what do you want?
That's right. And that's the joy of us working together, because we kind of can keep ourselves in check.
Yeah.
You know, with that,
right.
Just to be like, you know, you might have this idea that you're running with, but then I can kind of look, you know, look out of the corner of my eye and be like, oh, I don't know if they're vibing with exactly. that either. So let's just open it up for discussion, basically, you know, allowing them to feel comfortable giving their opinion and speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I think another big bullet point would be how you respond
right.
to something that you might disagree with.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that is a challenge, like a tricky thing to do, especially like for me when I was, you know, we'll say 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And somebody would say, hey, I think we should do this.
Right.
I may have responded improperly and was like, no, that's stupid. We're not going to do
I
that.
I think you're saying that too formally. I was aggressive 10 years ago. They'd be like, let's change this. Absolutely not. Your ideas suck, pal. Like, listen, what I have is gold. No.
And learning that.
Yeah.
Like learning to, you know, Sarah always talks about selfless creativity.
Yes.
And we have to practice that
absolutely.
Every single time that we go in there to say, yes, I am being creative and in a sense expressing myself, even though it is within their other music, you
right.
know, someone else's music underneath
right.
like the name of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's still kind of our creativity that we're bringing to the table.
Right.
And if somebody shoots that down, that doesn't necessarily mean they're shooting you down.
Right.
You know, they're not being like, no, I don't like Andrew.
Exactly.
They, I just, you know,
in the moment, I'm just not vibing with the idea.
Yeah. And so, to learn that skill to just be like, all right, you know, I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to take a breath and be like, this is not an attack.
Right.
This is not a personal attack.
Yeah.
You know, I can listen to criticism and be like, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe this wasn't the direction they wanted to go.
Right.
You know, but there's, go ahead.
I think there is something about the being more aware of the fact that art is subjective and being, and really taking on that understanding. Because I feel like for me personally, as I was trying to like develop the ear for songwriting and trying to learn, I got really caught up in the like, well, like this band did it this way, so that seems pretty like fundamental for this. So this has to be like that in order for the song to be good.
Yeah.
And then like as you dive deeper, you realize that like, especially, you know, like a decade later, I'm just now more so like, well, that's cool. And I get where that's coming from, but now I want to do something that isn't that, or I'm going to try to like bend and break that in a million different ways.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do something that's more creative.
And I think a great example of that was working with Jared over the last weekend or whenever it was.
Yeah. That was pretty gnarly.
taking this metal jam to a hard style.
We went like full like Rammstein for a little bit.
It was awesome.
It was
so cool, and I like breaking that boundary.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I think definitely just the like the fusion of it all, having the artist that's there and willing to take those chances.
No.
And then having multiple people spewing out like the most oddball ideas.
Yeah.
It's just, it creates something very unique and very true to the person.
Right.
And I think that says a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you establish that comfort in the beginning for the client, I generally find that they're more receptive to different ideas because they believe, you know, and they believe because it's true, but they believe that we're out for the best interest of them.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not trying to just be like, this is ours, you know, and we're doing whatever we want. Like we are looking out for the interest of them. But I think doing what we do in songwriting and recording for someone else, they can definitely feel a little powerless, I guess.
In a way.
In that.
Especially if it like, I know there have been a couple of cases where It's just human nature. Like when we had, let's say, like Nick DeMarco for the first time.
Yeah.
I remember like he came in by himself.
Yeah.
And there was two of us. And it's like, well, there's already more of you.
Yep.
And I'm here alone and I don't know you.
Yeah.
So like I remember our immediate mindsets was just kind of like, how do we like become friends with this guy first?
Yeah. Like, yeah, basically. And I think that's like such a huge point to say, like, you got to become friends with the person.
Yeah.
You know, that is the absolute best way to make someone comfortable and I guess keep them coming back. Like, obviously, you know, we have to produce and create a good product, but if that product is there, that doesn't necessarily always keep someone.
Absolutely.
You know, I know a lot of writers, I know a lot of, you know, studios, and they don't always keep people, and it's not because their work is bad. Right. I've listened to their mixes around here, and I'm like, all right, you guys, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, around here, or, you know, anywhere online, you know, kind of just because our jobs can be worldwide.
Yes.
You know, anybody can reach out to us and whatnot. So anywhere that somebody says, if you don't have that friendship, that personality to create somebody, you know, a comfortable environment.
Right.
You know, they're probably not coming back. Exactly. You know, they can get the product that they're looking for, but they'll probably get it once, maybe twice.
I can't imagine like a 10-hour work day of just like, this is how you do this. Trust me.
Yeah.
And then just like silence as it's happening. and then all of a sudden this monster hit comes out. It'd be awesome like the first time, I guess.
Yeah.
But then you're just like, wait a minute. I actually would like to know you. Like,
right. Right. And I think at the end of the day, we're really looking for that experience.
Right. And even from our point of view, like I love what we do. And I think the fact that we're able to grow friendships with all these people and kind of watch this community prosper
is amazing.
Is the coolest thing to me.
Yeah.
That truly is the best part about it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
I love making music and I love connecting with people.
Right.
And I think it's just the perfect storm.
I think that shines through with creating a comfortable environment.
Absolutely.
I just try to keep bringing it back to the topic here.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know, you create friendships, you create genuine relationships. You show the other person that you care about them, you care about their interest.
Right.
You know, you care about what they are going for, and sometimes that you might not always click with someone.
Right.
You know, sometimes you might not always vibe and that's okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's okay. And maybe there's a different producer and a different engineer
probably going to vibe with someone else, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. But I think some of the best things are the relationships that we created and will continue to create that I think makes a better product.
Right.
Makes, especially since a lot of our clients are vocalists.
Right.
That really brings out the best
in
their performance. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're comfortable, when they're, you know, I see it all the time in vocalists. Mm-hmm. When you get someone who's nervous and uncomfortable,
your whole body tenses up.
Yeah. They're standing like, there and
you're
they're
just
like
in the position of like, they're in a negative headspace. Their body is full of tension and literally they just can't do it.
Like, yeah. And like it comes out terrible.
They do maybe like 30% of what they're capable of at that point.
And right. And
like,
they could totally be a great vocalist.
Right.
But they just didn't come out
right.
They
were nervous because that relationship wasn't established.
Right.
That speaks volumes.
I think when I first meet people, like some of the things that I really like to do are, one, I love offering something from like behind the bar.
Right.
So, you know, we have a fridge in the studio.
Yep.
Anyone, you know, you want a drink, feel free, go back and grab it. You know, you've got snacks on there. I think that kind of breaks people out of the shell. Mm-hmm. And really, I like talking about more than just the task at hand.
Right.
So a lot of people come to us and they say, hey, I want to write whatever, a pop punk song. Cool. Yes. Great.
Yep.
But then going in a little bit deeper and saying, all right, well, cool. You like pop punk. Like, well, what else?
Right.
What else do you like? Like, you know, some
tell me some oddball stuff you're into.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's try to throw some of that into pop punk because that's
and even music aside, you know, if someone's like, you know, I'm not really a huge sports fan myself, but if somebody came up to me and was like, you know, I like pop punk and I'm making a pop punk song, but I also like really like hockey.
Yeah.
I'd be like, sick. I played hockey.
Exactly.
Like, I really like that too. And then, you know, the more common bonds that you create,
right,
the faster that comfortable environment becomes.
Because at the end of the day, when you have artists that are consistently coming back, I would like to think that they come back feeling like they're going over a friend's house or something,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's like me and my buddy are going to go like create a banger.
Right. Right. I had a client say to another client in front of me. Mm-hmm. And if he's listening, I really appreciated this. He said, it feels like I'm buying a ticket to an amusement park when mm-hmm. I come here.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just like paying the admission because I just love coming here. And it feels like you're going for
there's a thrill ride.
Yeah. There. And I was
you're there to enjoy it.
I was like, wow, that makes me feel great.
Yeah.
Like that makes me feel like I'm doing something correctly mm-hmm. because he is not looking at this like, oh, I'm just trying to get here to get this track done. Mm-hmm. Like he genuinely just enjoys coming.
Yeah.
And I want to create that vibe for every single client all the time.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I'm just like, I'm buying a ticket to go to, you know, Hershey Park.
I love it.
Or whatever, because like, I just genuinely love coming.
Right.
You know, and that meant a ton. That meant a ton to me. And I don't know if he knew that, mm-hmm. but he does, maybe he does now.
Right. And I think that, you know, there's good vibes all around. And I mean, like, it positivity bounces back and forth.
Yeah.
Like that meant so much to you. So hopefully he hears this and he's, and it's just going to resonate. And there's just going to be good vibes back and forth.
And it just keeps getting better.
That's it.
And I truthfully believe that affects the end product in such a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like that cliche of just like being overly positive is kind of a cliche for a reason.
Yeah.
It just helps the room. It helps everybody involved.
Exactly.
And I think that's such an important takeaway mm-hmm. to bring a positive attitude to every single session, regardless. Don't complain about things all the time. You mm-hmm. know, like it's one thing to be like, you know, this is annoying or whatever. Yeah. But like when that is defining your personality, oh yeah, that guy's a complainer.
That becomes a whole different thing. Like
that's what's not going to retain
people. Just imagine like, if you were in the studio or something and I walked in like, you know, not saying a word.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Yeah.
And they'd probably leave.
Yeah. And I really think this transcends. Mm-hmm. Transcends? I don't even know. Transcends.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. Yes. I really think this transcends the studio and producing.
Yeah.
You can take this to anywhere, any part of life.
Absolutely.
It's so important to just bring that positivity because you're creating comfortable people.
Yeah.
You know, like we are a little more specific to the clients that we're talking about.
Right.
But really you bring that aspect to life and you're just creating comfortable people mm-hmm. around you mm-hmm. and people want to be around you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's especially in the creative field. Like if you're an artist, like your circle means a lot.
Yes.
I don't want to say it means everything.
It means a lot.
But
networking is a lot. Yes.
Yeah, networking is huge. Mm-hmm. So you really should be taking like principles like this
and just applying
everywhere.
It to every aspect of your life.
To everywhere.
Yeah. And I think a big thing that I would want it to like add on to that, especially for me over the last couple of years, is the understanding that sometimes that like overwhelming positivity is really hard to attain and keep. So you sometimes have to force yourself into it.
Yeah.
It literally is like an exercise.
Yeah.
Like I can't just be like overwhelmingly positive all the time. It's not who I am sometimes.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm human. I have my highs and lows, but there are instances where I know I have to be like, you know, 120%. So I'm just like, I'm going to take every bit of me and just force this out. And then eventually that starts like reflecting on you internally.
Yeah.
And
so
like you build the tolerance to that over time. So like maybe let's just say like if I tried to be overwhelmingly positive for like a day and I managed to do it for 30 minutes, you know, the next day, maybe a couple minutes more.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden a year from now, I'm overwhelmingly positive for like 4 hours a day or
something. Exactly. And I think it is like a muscle.
Yeah.
It's like the more you work it, the easier it gets. And, mm-hmm. and I think that's a good thing to not, what am I trying to say? That is a takeaway of this is that it does get easier.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Like it does get easier. And the more that you do it, mm-hmm. I noticed myself, dude, back in like high school, mm-hmm. I was a miserable person.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I, I was not fun to be around and whatever. And I really decided, I was like, I don't really want to be like this anymore. And that didn't change overnight.
Right.
You know? And so for anybody listening who might have a trouble doing this, like that doesn't change overnight.
Right.
But to just keep working on it.
Yeah.
You know, setting yourself goals,
right.
Which I'm sure we'll talk about goal setting and, you know, in future episodes and whatnot, like is so important.
Well, if I'm being like brutally honest, I think it was probably for me, it was probably 24, 25 where I'm just like, I want to be overwhelmingly positive and I'm going to actually try to do this.
Yes, absolutely.
It took me that long in life, but like, I'm just doing my best. Yeah. Here we are.
Right. Wonderful. I think that's a great way to kind of wrap up creating a comfortable environment for clients and just people in general.
Exactly.
Awesome. Just
creating comfortable space. Do your best.
Just keep working on it. Awesome. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.